Christ possessed a true human body. He was born of a woman just like any other human. The conception was supernatural. Christ also was a human. He had a soul and he had a spirit. Imagine that. He had a human soul and a spirit. And yet he was God 100% and 100% man.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Growing up, Raul never really understood who Jesus was. He felt alone, empty, and angry. But as a young man, Raul saw Christ as the only hope of his salvation and turned his heart fully to him. For a free DVD of Raul's story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Today's message from Raul continues our series focused on the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we'll explore Christ's perfect balance as 100% man and 100% God. You'll see that while Jesus never compromised his deity, he fully experienced the pain and joy of mortal life. Raul will help us see how Christ's saving love propelled him to voluntarily experience the weakness of humanity. Here's Raul Reese now in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, with a lesson titled, The Humanity of Christ.
Was he really 100% God-man? Why did he have to become human like you and I? How did it happen that Mary had a baby without really a father's seed? Well, here in the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 4 through 5, let me read it. He says, Paul the Apostle, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Now, this is a very important doctrine in the days, especially that we're living in, because these are days where we're trying to not only get away from the Bible, where they're trying to say to us that the Bible is not literally the Word of God. You cannot trust it. You can't depend upon it. And it's really of importance that we understand that as believers in God's people, that there are so many people in the world today, especially in America, that are denying the humanity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he was never, ever human. That's not true. He was 100% human as 100% God. And his actual birth was a virgin birth. Divinely, the woman became impregnated by the Holy Spirit, which had never happened in the history before. As the Holy Spirit came over Mary and overshadowed her, and she became pregnant with a child, and the Holy Spirit is the one that impregnated Mary. And this was to be the Son of God, the one that would become the Savior of the world. One thing you have to clear in your mind is that Joseph had no physical contact with Mary until after Jesus was born. Then they had Jude, and they had James, and they had other sisters. Okay, the Bible says that. And that was through Joseph and Mary, after the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They came together like a natural couple, and they had sex together, and they had other children. But Jesus was virgin born. Joseph had nothing to do with it. It was the Holy Spirit. It was a miracle of God. And according to the New Testament, the Son of God became incarnate so that he might reveal God to man. And he gave himself as a sacrifice for sin, and eventually sitting down on the early throne of David forever, as it was prophetically spoken in the Old Testament, divinely. Before the New Testament was ever written, there were prophecies in the Old Testament already speaking of the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the book of Isaiah. God already preparing the way. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis 3:15, we have the first prophecy of Jesus Christ in again and of Mary having this little baby. Incredible how the scriptures are so pure and so true to the teaching of the Word of God. And yet, why is it that there are so many atheists in the world today? Why can people truly believe the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Why can they not believe the Word of God? And that's why in my message this morning, as I was studying the doctrines and coming to this beautiful, wonderful doctrine of the humanity of Jesus Christ, all the way to the scriptures, he speaks about his humanity. And I think that it's important for the church to understand that Jesus is not just the Son of God. He is God, incarnate in the flesh. Christ possessed a true human body. He was born of a woman just like any other human. The conception was supernatural. Christ also was a human. He had a soul and he had a spirit. Imagine that. He had a human soul and a spirit. And yet he was God 100% and 100% man. In Matthew 26:38 it says, "And he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Stay here and watch with me," when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane going to the cross. His humanity showed. In Luke 23:46, he said, "And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last when he was on the cross, and he called out to God the Father, and he said, Okay, soul, you can go now." None of us can do that. He did. And when they came to break his legs, he was already dead. And that's what the scripture says, not one bone in his body was broken. You see, Christ grew up with wisdom and stature as a man. In Luke 2:46, it says, "Now so it was that after 3 days they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions." When he was 13 years old, this is the only encounter we have in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus, as a teenager, on their way home from Jerusalem after the Feast of Passover, his mom and dad, Joseph and Mary, were looking for him for 3 days. They couldn't find him until they went back to Jerusalem. And where did they find him? They found him at the temple questioning the rabbis at 13 years of age. Incredible. So it's amazing when you study and you read the scriptures. The first thing that we know about Christ is that he had human parents. Mary and Joseph were human. She was a virgin. He was virgin born. God allowed Joseph and Mary to be his human parents. According to Luke 31:131, he says, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb, will bring forth a son, and he shall be called Jesus." This is so hard for people today to accept because of all the false doctrines that are passed on to people in seminaries and colleges, humanism, and atheism, and all these things trying to discredit the Word of God, the Bible. And yet, let me give you a warning. Paul the Apostle is speaking to the Galatian church. He said this, "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him, Jesus, who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel." Why are you chasing the Quran? Why are you chasing Joseph Smith's books? The Jehovah's Witness, the Watchtower, the Pope. All these different doctrines, all these different things. He says, what? "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we are an angel," check this out, "an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than we have preached to you, let him be anathema." In the Greek, it means let him be sent to the lowest of hells, the hottest place in hell. Wow. The warning when you deny the truth of God. there's a hot place, people will be accursed. We need to stick to the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through His Word. Did you know that Jesus Christ had a human body, soul, and spirit? Yes, He had a body. In Matthew 26, 12, it says, He says, "For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial." When the woman came and dropped that oil all over His body for burial, that's a picture that He was going to die and He was going to be buried. It spoke of His humanity. Number two, it speaks of His soul in John 12, 27 and then Matthew 26, 38. He says, "Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came into this hour." When He was going to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He was hanging on the cross, then He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Stay here and watch with me," speaking to His disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, before the Romans came to arrest Him and Judas to betray Him with a kiss. He also had a spirit. Mark 2:8 says, "But immediately when Jesus perceived in His spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, He said to them, 'Why do you reason about these things in your hearts?'" In a multitude of people, the Pharisees and scribes and the Sadducees were talking, and here is Jesus watching you, and He knows exactly what you're thinking. That's what He says. They didn't have to say it. He knew men's hearts. He knew their minds. Just like He knows us today as we sit here. He reads your mind all the time. He knows what's in your heart. And then in Luke 23, 46, He said, "And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, He said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' Having said this, He breathed His last." When He gave His spirit up, and the actual spirit departed from His body, His human body. And then they put Him into the tomb. And what happened? He resurrected. Imagine that. Amazing. The Bible tells us also that He looked like a man. When the Samaritan woman came to the well in John chapter 4, verse 9, and the disciples had gone out to get lunch for Jesus, she came at noon to get water, and it was all purposed by the Lord because she already had been married 5 times and she was living together with his 6 men. And the Lord offered salvation to her. He said this, "And then the woman of Samaria said to Jesus, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, is asking me for a drink of water from me when this well's 100 feet deep?'" A Samaritan woman, for the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. They were enemies, Jews and Samaritans. The Samaritans were half-breeds, half Assyrian, half Jew. They hated each other. And yet Jesus went through Samaria and went to this well to wait for this woman because she was really living in sin. She'd been living with 5 guys and now she was living with a 6th one. And there she found the Lord, as the Lord said to her, "You may not have something to get water out of 100 feet deep, but the water that I give to you is eternal water, living water." And gave her salvation. And then she went back to town and got the whole town together to come to see Jesus. Imagine that. The way God works in His Word. Jesus was human. He was a man. The Jews, in John 8, 57, it says, "Then the Jews said to Jesus, 'You're not even 50 years old and have seen Abraham.' And He said, 'Before Abraham, I am that I am.'" Remember in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses was in the bush, and he said, "Lord, who shall I say is sending me to the people of God? Tell them I am that I am, the becoming one. Whatever your need may be, I'll become to you whatever you need in my life." Jesus. The becoming one. Did you notice that he said he's not even yet 50 years old? Jesus looked older than he was. He was only 30 years old. And you're not even yet 50. The strain of the world. And then thirdly, how about Mary? In John 20, 15, Jesus said to her, "Mary, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And she's supposing him to be the gardener. When he died and rose again, she went to the tomb. And then Jesus was standing there, and she thought it was the gardener. He had a new body. Check this out. And said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you laid him, and I will go and take him away. Mary says, I can pick him up and I can carry him away. I love that. Where were the men? Bunch of wimps. They were hiding. Sad. But the women were there. There at the resurrection. And then fourthly, he possessed flesh and blood. Hebrews 2:14. Inasmuch then as the children have partakers of flesh and blood, Jesus himself likewise shared the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death. Who's that? The devil. And then he grew. In Luke 2:40, he says, and the child Jesus grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace of God was upon him. His human nature and his divine nature. Six, he was asking questions. Luke 2:46. And now so it was that after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. Because he had so much knowledge and so much wisdom. They were intrigued by Jesus Christ, even when he was seriously human. He increased in wisdom constantly. Luke 2:52, Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and favor with God and men all the time. And then he was limited in knowledge. That is, limitation was self-imposed. For example, in Philippians 2:5-6, it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. But made himself, Jesus, of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of a man. You see, he came from all eternity, was born, virgin born through Mary, became a baby boy, and then became a human being all the way through. He says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Wow. The way God works through the humanity of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Then he also prayed, like we pray, humanly. He prayed. In Mark 1:35, it says, now in the morning, having getting up early, long before the daylight, probably 4 o'clock in the morning, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Wow. Shame of us if we don't pray. He got up before the sun came up to do business with his Father, and he was God. Shall we not more do business with God when we pray? In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And then he taught them how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He gave him a model of prayer, you see. But when we pray to him as a relationship, as fellowship, we talk to him. We don't come by repetition. And did you know that he was tempted all the time? Just as we're tempted, but he never sinned. In Matthew 4:1, remember, then Jesus was led away by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. In Hebrews 2:18, for in that Jesus himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able also to aid those who are tempted. To do what? To help those that are tempted. He can help you and he can help me. And then in Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted, even as we are, yet without sin. Interesting. He never, ever sinned. And did you know that he was obedient and he was always hungry too, just like you're hungry? That's a human nature. Check this out, Matthew 4:2. And when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights afterwards, he was hungry. In Matthew 21:18, and now in the morning, as Jesus returned to the city, he was hungry. So we see this human nature in him, just like you and I. And then he also was thirsty and tired, and he needed to sleep like a human being. In John 4:6, it says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary, tired from his journey, sat thus at the well. It was about 6th hour, which was 12 noon. And a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. And then in John 19:28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I am thirsty. And then in Matthew 8:24, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the Sea of Galilee, so that the boat began to be covered with water and waves, but he was asleep. And remember, they started freaking out, and he got up, and he said, winds be still, waves stop, and everything became calm. He had the power, because he was God, and yet he was human. Never lost it. Always was there. And then he loved, and he had compassion for people. Remember Matthew 9:36, as he was coming into the city, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like a sheep having no shepherd. And then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, one thing that you lack, go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and then you will have treasures in heaven, and then come, take up your cross and follow me. He moved with compassion for people. They were had nothing. They were sick. That needed help. That's the kind of Savior that we love and that we have in our own sight.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson was titled The Humanity of Christ. This is available as a podcast from iTunes or Spotify, or we can send you a CD copy to keep or give to someone else for a gift of any amount. Just call 800-634-9165. To help you grow in faith and understanding of Christ, we'd also like to provide you with more information about who Jesus is. Titled Jesus Christ, His Person, His Work. This 4-CD pack from Raul features today's lesson, as well as 3 additional messages that explore what the Bible teaches about the one and only Son of God. In each lesson, you'll take a deeper look at how Christ could be both fully God and fully man, and how He remained sinless in order to take the sins of the whole world to the cross. Get in touch with us to purchase Raul's CD series titled Jesus Christ, His Person, His Work. To order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. And we'll send you this resource for a gift of $19 or more. Our mailing address, if you'd like to order by writing us, is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We also encourage you to make use of all of the free Somebody Loves You resources that can enrich your spiritual life with more biblical truth. Subscribe to Raul's YouTube channel to enjoy fresh content posted every week, and download the free app on your iPhone or Android to link to live webcasts. Now, on a final note, Raul and Sharon would love for you to join them on an 11-day pilgrimage to the Holy Land coming up this spring. Mark your calendar now for the Somebody Loves You 2020 Israel Tour and get ready to experience the Bible in a whole new way. You'll retrace the life of Christ as you sail the Sea of Galilee in a wooden boat, walk the streets of Jerusalem, summit the Mount of Olives, and much more. This is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity you won't want to miss. The dates for the tour are April 25th through May 5th, 2020. To get more information, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com and click on the link to the 2020 Israel Tour. Donate now, and your contributions will help keep Raul's Bible-based broadcasts on the air. Somebody Loves You Radio is funded solely through the generosity of partners like you, and every gift you give is tax-deductible. Tomorrow on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll continue with more on our study of Christ's mission and identity. As you explore Jesus' encounter with a man named Zacchaeus, you'll be moved by this illustration of our Savior's mercy and love. Here's Raul now to wrap up today's lesson.
He was also angered and grieved when sin was in the presence. In Mark 3:5, he says, and when he had looked around at them with anger, he being grieved in the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other hand. He wept, and he had joy. He also was troubled, and he sweated tears and drops of blood when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane like a human being. And yet this is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And then he suffered, he bled, he died, He was buried, and he rose again from the dead. This is the Jesus that I'm talking to you today about. My Master, my Savior, my Lord, my King. The one that I will serve to the day I take my last breath. Because there's no one like him. He's the only one that can cleanse you. He's the only one that can wash you. He's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can give you eternal life. Why? Because there are two places, heaven or hell. You make the choice. He doesn't make the choice. He already made the choice. By coming and sending his only begotten Son into the world, that whoever believeth not in him should perish, but all that believe in him should what? Should have eternal life. You have to make the choice.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.